Say praise the Lord. I'm bound for the kingdom of heaven. With all my heart, it is fixed, determined. I won't go back. I don't want to be Lot, like Lot's wife, who looked back to Sodom and Gomorrah and all the stuff that she had left behind, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. And our Lord Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. Well, I don't want to look back, and I don't want to go back. Go back to what? The pig pen? The stuff of this world that is emptiness? When Christ the Lord offers to us the living bread, the living water, his presence in the here and now, right now, and his presence throughout the eons of eternity. Well, this is John Thrasher, and you're listening to Morning Devotions for the next 30 minutes. I don't take this lightly. I count it indeed a privilege to be able to share Christ with you as you're listening to this broadcast wherever you are, to remind you of the riches that there is in Jesus Christ our Lord. And when we, with determined heart, a fixed soul on heaven, declare, I am going all the way. No compromise. I will say no to the world, the flesh, and the devil, and I will say an eternal yes to God. One of my favorite stanzas in that hymn that we open the program with, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, is the third verse. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart. Oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Yes, our human heart is prone to wandering, and we feel that. And so we pray, Lord, let your love like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. And you know, when we determine with a fixed heart on Christ that we're going to make heaven our home and that we're not turning back to the dregs of this world, but we want that Christ offers from his hand and from his heart, then we know that by his grace and mercies, we are going to make it. And not just barely. It's not a matter of, oh, just barely making it through by the skin of our teeth. No, the Bible doesn't present that kind of a picture. The Bible says we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So it's not a matter of, at the close of every day, to say, whew, I just barely made it through another day. Oh, no. God wants us to step out of the shadow into the sunshine, out of defeat into victory. Loving the Lord with all our hearts and fearing God, we need fear nothing else. We can be more than conquerors, and we should be more than conquerors through him who loved us. That's where Proverbs chapter 3 comes in. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. How consoling that word is. How comforting, how uplifting, how refreshing to know that in the midst of all the stuff going on around us today, with all the news, with all the events, with all the happenings, that if you will determine to live for God and love him and serve him, you don't have to be afraid of anything. If you will acknowledge the Lord Jesus and trust in him with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding, but give God your heart, you can know that he will direct your paths and your times are in his hands. That simply says that when we say yes to God, that puts Him in control of our lives. And the Lord is in control. He's in control of all the things that happen. No one rises up but what God allows it. No one is put down but what God allows it. Our times are in His hands. The thing for us to do is to acknowledge the Lord in all our ways. Trust in Him. He will direct our paths. Say yes to Him. And our times are in His hands. That's such a comforting word, isn't it? Amid everything that's transitory and always changing, to know I'm in my Father's hands. Praise God. Those aren't empty words. It's true words.
It is time. In His time, He makes all things beautiful. In His time, Lord, please show me every day as You're teaching me Your way, as You do just what You say in Your time. In Your time. In Your time. You make all things beautiful in Your time.
So happy to have this opportunity to share Christ with you. Let's just bow down before Him and worship Him. I know so many of you have so much to do today. Well, let's start it with moments of devotion. Let our hearts become still and calm before God. May the Lord renew our faith and our strength and refresh us. And bow down before Him and worship Him. And say, Christ is Lord. I give myself to You, God. I just want to pray for you wherever you are. And as I pray for you, would you pray for me? Because we're in this together. All of us have feet of clay. All of us have our weaknesses, our failings, our shortcomings. Peter did. Paul did. James did. All of them did. Lord Jesus, we do need you. We are made more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord, not in our own strength or goodness or zeal. We are made more than conquerors through Christ our Lord because of your grace and your strength. And we just want to rededicate and recommit our hearts and souls and minds and emotions to you, Lord, allowing Jesus to become Lord of all. We don't want any compromise in our hearts. We know that a lot of people throughout this world live in compromise. We don't want that. Lord, we want to be 100% sold out to God. No reservations. And we can't do it in ourselves, but we can do it through the power of your Holy Spirit residing within us. So breathe upon us today in a fresh way. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, with a fire that comes from heaven. Bless my friends wherever they are as they're listening to this broadcast and sharing devotions with me. Lord, stand by us through thick and thin. Your word promises that you will. You said through your prophet Isaiah, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. So, Lord, we're trusting you that as we tread deep water and go through the flame, it's not going to hurt us, because the Lord is with us. And as we put our trust in you and give you our hearts, we rest assured that the promise our Savior gave to us, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world, is so. And through the deepest waters and the hottest fires, God will be with those who love him and trust him. And so we just thank you, Lord, for standing with us in Jesus' name.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. When the host of hell assail and my strength begins to fail. Thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, thou who knowest all about me, stand by me. In the midst of persecution, stand by me. In the midst of persecution, stand by me. When my foes in battle array undertake to stop my way, thou who saved old Paul and Silas, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When my life becomes a burden, and I'm nearing chilly Jordan, oh, thou limb of the valley, stand by me.
In the name of the Lord, there is life everlasting. In the name of the Lord, there is health and healing for all. In the name of the Lord, there is hope and strength for the asking. Come now by faith. Ask in His name and be made whole. In His name, there is power, there is healing in His name. Ask the Father through Jesus the Son and have faith, it will be done. Rise on wings of faith in the name of the Lord. The lame man shall walk, the eyes of the blind man shall see. All the prison doors open, and the captives, they all go free. In the name of the Lord, the tongue of the dumb shall sing. All this and more He has in store for those who believe. Dear friend, are you a believer? God has so much for us if we could only tap the resources of His riches. He gives to us according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He doesn't give to us out of His riches like some millionaire might give a dollar out of His riches. God gives to us according to His riches. And that has no limit. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, I wish we could really believe this and embrace it. Stand upon the promises, claim them for our very own. Keep our hearts right before God. Walk close to Him. Know that there's nothing between our soul and the Savior, and we become the heirs of all that God has promised. Just tap the resources. Open your mouth wide, the Scripture says, and I will fill it. So, Lord, today, in Your name, we open wide our mouths. We open wide our heart and ask You to fill us to overflowing today. In Your name, in that beautiful name of our adorable Redeemer, we receive of Your fullness, of Your blessings, of Your refreshing. in Jesus' name, in that beautiful name.
It's all in the name of Jesus. And heaven.
Say amen. Listen to the words of this old hymn. Rock of ages, cleft from me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure, save from wrath and make me pure. And especially the second stanza, listen closely. A lot of times we sing these songs in church and don't really pay attention to the words that we're singing. Listen to this stanza. It's the gospel in a nutshell. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no languor know? These for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. In my hand no price I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Do you know what Augustus Toplady was saying in this hymn that he wrote? Could my tears forever flow? In other words, if I were to just cry buckets of tears over my sins and penitence and sorrow for being estranged from God, if I could just weep and weep and weep, or if my zeal no languor know, if I could be so full of enthusiasm and religious fervor, still, these are not the things that will atone for my sin. It's not my zeal, it's not my tears. There is only one who can save me, and so nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. My dear friend, that is the gospel in a nutshell. Very simply put, it's not your prayers, it's not your devotion, it's not your overcomings, it's not your power, your strength, it's not your zeal, your fervor. It is only Jesus, who was made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. It is only through the cross of Calvary that sin is atoned, nothing else. And so I can't boast of my prayers. I can't boast of my religious fervor and zeal. Only one can atone, and that one is Jesus. So, Rock of Ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee, in those wounds wherewith you were wounded, in your precious blood that brings cleansing to my soul. Is nothing else, nothing else. So nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. That, my dear friend, is the gospel of Jesus Christ, given to us in the New Testament. He atones, and he alone. Well, it looks like my time is coming to a close. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening and sharing with me these 30 minutes of just being alone with God in his presence. Have a good day. God bless you.